Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Meredith from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about We're Alive, Descendants, the sequel series to the award-winning audio drama We're Alive. From Casey Wayland and Wayland Productions, We're Alive is a survival horror odyssey spanning 6 seasons and 13 years. Set 18 years after the original series, We're Alive, A Story of Survival, follow the harrowing journey of the next generation of survivors in Descendants as they discover how much of the world has changed, how the infected have evolved, and face the conflict sparked by humanity's effort to reclaim a lost civilization. Join this new generation as they work to make sense of this deadly new world before it consumes them and everything they know and love. We're Alive, Descendants will bring together narrative threads from the first 6 seasons, but is also a great place to start for those new to We're Alive and should appeal to fans of zombie fiction in general. Created and produced by Wayland Production and executive produced by us here at Rusty Quill, We're Alive, Descendants premieres April 5th. Search for We're Alive wherever you listen to your podcasts or visit www.wearealive.com or www.rustyquill.com for more information.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jordan and Kelly Bryan, Ofek Barkol, Helen, Cheryl R. Hayes, Richard Gomersall, Emily Harford, Heather Nichols, Mary Allison, Gaia Turtle, Joe, Thomas Joseph Connolly, Benjamin Zilk, Jess, Andrew Fox, Matthew Sobiesk, Christine Abranilla, Casey Berry, Lauren Anthony, John Archibald Getty IV, Nicholas Cole. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Gilligan Mangus for today's submission. May you flail to no avail.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma. Watch it, Buster.
Just close it. David! David, you are up on my desk.
Yes, Trestle.
And you're touching the tubes.
Well...
David, they are not your tubes.
Are
they your tubes?
No.
Do you own a tube?
No.
Are you a tube magnet?
No.
Are you magnetized to a tube and therefore you're touching it?
No.
Then
no.
Why in bald's name are you touching our tubes?
I was cleaning the tubes. They were very dirty. See?
They are ionized, David. No dust settles on them. Nothing sticks to them.
Oh, it was a smear.
A smear?
A smear of something. And I've just... Whoop, wiped it away. See, look, there's no smear now.
Do you know what I think, David? Do you know what I think? I think that smear is from you caressing the tubes.
Oh.
Touching them with your greasy clone hand, saying, I love you, tube. You're my only friend. I like you more than Trexel. Is that it? Do you love the tubes more than you love me, David?
Well...
Do I have to burn the tubes?
Oh, well, no, we
Do
should...
I have to burn them out of our lives well, so no, they don't get between us?
We have to submit through the tubes, so we probably shouldn't touch the tubes anymore.
Oh, look, now we're submitting to the tubes.
What?
No. The tubes are our lord.
No, we're
There's
submitting...
no lord of mine.
No, we're submitting the brief through the tubes.
I am lord.
Yes, okay, you're lord. The tubes will ferry your word to the build team, so they need to live.
The loyal tubes have gained my favour.
Good. Okay, right, now we've sorted out that little political dispute, maybe we should get on with the brief, because it's still only 20 minutes before the end.
What's the point, David?
What do you mean, what the point
is? We know where this is going.
Well, no, the point
is... You heard, Hartro.
Yes, the point is I don't want to die.
Well, now, nobody wants to die.
Yes.
I've never met anyone who wants to die.
Well,
I've never asked anybody about their feelings or thoughts, but, you know...
Well, I'm telling you, I don't want to die, and the way we do that is we submit good planets, okay? So let's get the brief on, let's pull our fingers out, let's do a good job like we haven't done.
All right, David, I'll engage in your charade, your sad puppet show, inching towards death, but I'm a professional. And I will help you.
Right, well, in your...
You're welcome.
Right, yes. Okay, well, in your professional opinion, how do we solve this problem?
Initiating.
Here's the brief. Right, we have a submission from Cardinal Fang. They want a planet...
From who?
Cardinal Fang?
Cardinal Fang.
Cardinal Fang.
Cardinal Fang.
I knew this day would come.
Okay, do you want to maybe listen to what
Cardinal Fang.
Want?
Cardinal Fang.
The Dark Rider. The Shadow Minister. Undersecretary for Death.
Ooh.
The Nine Night Knight. The Spoken One.
Okay.
Cleaning the streets of dirt. Do not defy Cardinal Fang. He
Cardinal
ministers
Fang.
To your very soul. He ministers to your dreams. He takes your dreams. He turns them dreamlike into further dreams, then puts them back into your head and you're like, are they my dreams? Cardinal Fang.
Cardinal Fang.
Cardinal Fang, Lord of Hypnos.
Really?
Cardinal Fang, Lord of All.
Oh.
Cardinal Fang.
Okay.
Cardinal Fang.
Well, they are our client.
Oh, what do they want?
Well, they want this planet built because no one will expect it.
That's like Cardinal Fang.
That is.
Cardinal Fang.
Foam trumpet.
Cardinal Fang.
The unexpected noise.
Cardinal Fang.
Okay. And the one non...
Under your mattress, you hear a creaking. You think it's just the wind rustling at the eaves of your old country shack. You open a cabinet to get a glass of water out that you put in there earlier. Who do you see?
Cardinal Fang.
Okay, I have to ask, what is Cardinal Fang's actual job?
Cardinal Fang.
Keeper of records, knower of all.
Okay.
Cardinal Fang.
For Stella Farmer? Or...
Cardinal Fang.
Gatekeeper to the maintenance closet of life.
Cardinal Fang.
Right, so whose maintenance closet is this?
Cardinal Fang.
Upkeep minister of the third trimester.
Oh,
Cardinal Fang.
Okay, so he's some kind of obstetrician?
Cardinal Fang.
Beyond gynecology.
Cardinal Fang.
MD.
Okay, so he's got a medical degree.
Cardinal Fang.
Long-term academic PhD in everything.
Cardinal Fang.
Right. Well, the one thing they absolutely want to have on this planet is a comfy chair.
Well, you know, everybody likes comfort. Even Cardinal Fang.
Yes.
Cardinal Fang.
Relaxer of their legs.
Cardinal Fang.
Everybody needs a nice sit down.
Cardinal Fang.
Okay, well, you seem to know a lot about Cardinal Fang.
Cardinal Fang, you say?
Yeah.
Cardinal Fang.
Administrator to my neurons. Justicar.
Oh, so that's...
Templar.
Right.
Avatar.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Guiding star.
Right.
Temple bar.
Okay. Right.
So they want an unexpected planet that nobody will expect, and the only thing they need? A comfy chair.
Yes.
If you're going to have an unexpected surprise, it means you don't know when that surprise is going to prize. Is that how that works? I've got a surprise. It just prized. I'm not sure, but it's not important. So you want somewhere comfy to wait. Sure. So we need to build this world out from that core ideal. A comfy chair. What is a comfy chair? You know chairs, David, don't you?
Well, I know one chair. this chair.
What's it like, David? Describe your chair to me.
Well, it's plastic. Mm-hmm. It's blue.
Yes.
It's very slippery.
Oh, well, that's not the chair's fault now, is it, David? That's from all your secretions.
Well, maybe, but as I say, I only know one chair, and this chair is slippery.
Yeah, you're a gooey boy.
Yes, there's some sort of drainage funnel in the bottom.
Yep.
For the goo.
And also, if I was to let something out, that would also be handled by this drainage funnel.
Okay, so, you know, it's a multi...
As we know, occasionally we have accidents and we don't like to dwell on them.
Yes, so you're dwelling, aren't you?
It was so hard to clean them.
Well, all we can say is good...
It's everywhere.
Good thing the chair had a drainage...
People were looking at me, David. As I walked down the halls, they were saying, what's that? Oh, okay. Geistman.
Well, maybe we'll keep a spare pair of trousers in the office. But it's a good
thing... Imagine if I was wearing a onesie, what would happen to then? I'd have to cut it off at the waist.
I don't want to think about that.
Neither do I.
But I do want to think about the chair's drainage
yes,
tube.
The drainage
so
drainage
I find that quite useful, because otherwise the goo would pile up and puddle up and pour over and...
Here's a thought. You're waiting in your comfy chair for people to come across your surprise planet so you can say, ha-ha, you've been surprised.
Okay, so you think that Cardinal Fang wants people to find their planet...
No good
and
having
go,
a surprise
oh.
if no one finds it.
Okay. So this planet needs to be very findable? But very unexpected.
There's a fine balance. Oh, I know. Easy to find, but not what you expect.
Right. So what would people expect from Cardinal Fang? You seem to know a lot about their name.
Cardinal Fang!
You know what you're getting.
Cardinal Fang!
But is that what they want you to think?
Cardinal Fang!
Good questions and something we need to answer.
Cardinal Fang! Fang.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As I live and metabolize. You know, I've always loved Cardinal Fang.
Cardinal Fang!
Okay, let's play a game then about Cardinal Fang. Maybe, what if I start a sentence about Cardinal Fang?
Okay.
And you tell me what the end of the sentence is.
Okay, do you want me to be Cardinal Fang while I'm doing this?
Will that help or make it quicker?
Let's make it an interview format. You've managed to secure an interview with Cardinal Fang.
Okay.
Cardinal Fang!
Cardinal Fang!
Cardinal Fang.
Yes.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
This is unprecedented. They never do interviews. They are mysterious, they are unknowable. You're a young, up-and-coming journalist. This is a huge get for you, David, a huge get. You've got your little hat on with the word press written on a piece of paper and chucked into
like
the bag
sort of
for some reason.
Thing, I know, yeah.
I don't know what it's for. Sometimes it just says three and threepence or something. It's not important. But you're across the table.
Yes.
From Cardinal Fang.
Okay.
You're nervous.
Cardinal
your
Fang.
Your bowels clench.
Oh.
Your buttocks squeeze.
Okay.
As they sit down, look across and say... What do you want to know from Cardinal Fang?
Cardinal Fang!
Right, okay, yes, so...
Come on, I haven't got all day.
Cardinal Fang.
I'm doing Cardinal Fang's accent.
Okay, so, Cardinal Fang.
Yeah.
When you are at home on the weekend, what do you like to do?
I like to look out at the stars and contemplate the fate of man.
Okay, well, turns out Sunday's rolled around. Oop, you let the weekend get away from you. What's the last thing you do Sunday evening before you've got to start your work on Monday?
Well, I like to heat up a glass of milk, then pour it across the floor, scatter beads into it, and consider that is how the firmament came to be.
Okay, and
your questions are insolent and childish.
Okay.
I will end you.
What? No, that's not really that necessary.
Your matter will come apart, and I will breathe it into my lungs, for I am Cardinal Fang.
Cardinal Fang.
Okay.
Cardinal Fang.
So should I just go?
No, keep going. I like it.
Okay. Well, what's your favourite colour?
Azure.
Good. And if you could do anything for 24 hours, what would it be?
Sleep. Sleep and let the terrible voices of knowledge quiet from me. I cannot not hear them. They scream into the eternal darkness of my subconscious. We live. We die. You watch. You sit. You stand. You point. You know but cannot touch. You hear but cannot speak. I have a mouth, and yet as I scream, nothing changes. All ends and continues. Cardinal Fang!
And scene.
Roleplay Holovision terminated.
Okay, I liked that. That was quite nice.
I think we got something there.
Yes.
Which is the comfy chair needs to be a sleeping chair to
quiet
the voices of knowledge.
A little nippy nap from those voices.
Yes.
Got quite angry at the end there, didn't old Cardinal Fang?
Yes, I do hope that was accurate. You do know a lot about Cardinal Fang, right?
Oh, I just went completely unconscious during that. I assume Cardinal Fang, being interested in this process, just inhabited my body. The minute I said, I'll inhabit Cardinal Fang, or something to that effect, my vision went black, I felt sort of sleepy, and then I woke up and said, how does that?
Right.
Did you speak with Cardinal Fang?
Yes.
Oh, lovely. How were they?
Scary.
Ah, I've always liked Cardinal Fang.
Cardinal Fang!
But what they said is, yes, they like to sit down and spreading glasses of milk across the floor and putting beads into
it. A common pastime for beings that know the universe. Oddly, just pouring a glass of milk on the floor and scattering stuff into it, you know, that's a common thing, because it's very much like how the firmament came to be.
Oh, well, that's what Cardinal Fang was doing. Hang on, Trexel, is this something you do?
Beg pardon?
Is this something that you do?
I don't even pretend to be up to the calibre of Cardinal Fang, but I do consider myself somewhat of an all-knowing being. How could I be such a good consultant if I wasn't so all-knowing? So yes, I have been known to knock over the glass or two of reconstituted lactose-filled water onto my desk and just, well, pop a couple of crumbs in there and do my own little firmament gazing of time, and I see the crumbs, they soak up the milk and they expand like
okay, Trexel, yep, no, that's, yes.
Crush
right,
them
and
eat them.
Okay,
yep. Lick them.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Vision started to go there again.
Right, and just to check, Trexel.
Yes, you.
If you were to have 24 hours free, would you like to sit in a chair and sleep?
I'd love to sit in a chair and sleep. Would the chair have a cup holder? I need a cup holder, of course.
Well, for your milk, yes.
And also another one for my cocktail.
Okay, two cup holders.
Or maybe a cocktail involving milk.
Wait, hang on a minute. We're not designing a chair for you. What I mean is, if you'd like to have a sit down for 24 hours and sleep,
yes.
Why would you do that?
Why'd I do that?
Yes, why would you, Trexel, do that?
Well, yeah, to quiet the voices.
Okay, Trexel, yes? Were you just saying what you want to do, but in Cardinal Fang's voice?
No, you met Cardinal Fang.
Cardinal Fang!
Right.
I was absolutely Cardinal Fang.
Do you know Cardinal Fang?
Yes! Yeah, me and Cardinal Fang, we go way back.
Okay.
Oh, Cardinal Fang. Old Cardi F. Fang boy. The Fang man. The Fangmeister General.
So those titles you knew about Cardinal Fang.
Yes.
Well, obviously they're real.
Sure.
So would you mind repeating them all? Would you mind repeating one of them?
Okay.
Cardinal Fang the...
Fangmeister General?
I don't think that was one of them.
Well, that was what the last one I did. That's Fangmeister General.
Okay. Oh, let's do another.
What?
Do you know who Cardinal Fang is?
Yes.
Okay, so who is Cardinal Fang?
A friend of mine.
A friend of yours?
A good, close friend of mine. Me and Cardinal Fang go way back.
Right. Maybe you could just tell us some fun things that you and Cardinal Fang did
were
children.
Well, of course. If we're childhood friends and we go all the way back to the very start, then yes, of course I can.
And one of those would be...
Oh, you want to hear one right now?
Yes.
Okay. We were children together.
Yes.
We were playing
mm-hmm.
in a field of wheat.
Right.
Wheat was up to my head and up to their neck because they're a little taller than me.
Right.
And they were saying, "Oh, Trexel, you're my best childhood friend, but I am destined to be an unknowable being. So one day I'm going to grow up and I'm going to stop returning your calls and messages and you're going to tell people that we were childhood friends. And while that is absolutely true and 100% a thing, if they say things like, 'Well, why don't you call them?' or tell me about what they've been up to lately, given that you're such a close friend. I won't reply, and I won't have replied for many, many years, and therefore your complete lack of contact with me later on in life is completely justifiable, and absolutely something that doesn't mean that we've never known each other, and that you're only saying that you know me because you think it makes you look important.
Warning.
An important consultant with contacts. Like Cardinal Fang.
Silencing topic.
Cardinal Fang. Opener of doors. Climber of ladders. Friend of yours. Because you're important, Drexel. You're important and people respect you and they love you. And when they close their eyes at night, they think, why aren't I more like Drexel Geisman? Because he's such a great guy.
Okay, and scene, and scene, and scene, and scene.
Such a great guy.
And scene.
Have you got a glass of slurry for me?
I can't.
Consultant slurry. Consultant slurry.
Well, I can't get the consultant.
Get it.
No, we have established.
Get me some consultant slurry.
No, get your own consultant slurry.
Sass detected.
Get your own consultant
Security
slurry.
Security alerted.
In charge here.
I can't get consultant slurry. It shocks me.
You should try though.
No,
try.
I'm not trying to get you consultant slurry.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because
why are you hurting me like this, David? I'm a victim here. You're coming and picking me apart at my very edges. Why, out of some sort of power trip, David?
You picked yourself apart. I didn't even do anything. All I did was ask you some questions and then you had a sudden spiral.
Exactly. You ask questions, David. You pick and you can't just accept that maybe Cardinal Fang likes me and that we're friends. You're like, oh, how do you know him?
We have about 1 minute left of this shift, which you turned up to with only 20 minutes left of this shift, and you spent the vast majority of it pretending that you knew the client.
Oh, it's easy to point the finger of blame. I warned you about the blame game, David. I warned you about that game. You want to play the game, David? You want to play the blame game? I'm happy to play the blame game with you, David.
Right, let's play the blame
game.
Let's
play the blame game. Let's play this blame game.
Blame game initiated.
So whose fault is this?
It is your fault, David. Do you know why?
No, I don't. Drexel.
I am a constant. I am a constant in this process. There's no two ways around it, David. I'm going nowhere. So you can do whatever you want. But the results, David, the results are down to you. You can't blame me. I'm like gravity or falling over when somebody attractive is looking at you.
Okay, fine. We have 20 seconds left. It's a ball with a chair.
A ball with
a chair.
Yes, let's submit that.
Fine.
A big ball chair planet.
Four cup holders. And a headrest.
Sure.
And it goes flat like a bed.
Why not?
Brilliant.
Pop it in the tube.
Would you like to
submit?
Will do.
There it goes.
Submitting.
Great.
You happy, David? Because I'm happy. Because you know what we've had? A breakthrough.
What?
Conflict is the soul of friendship.
Okay.
And I feel like we've become friends, David.
Right.
Adversity breeds friendship.
Friendship established. Security alerted.
Okay, well,
my
that
friend,
was
David Seven.
Yes, okay, so...
Employee friend.
Okay, yeah, fine.
I'm still angry that you wouldn't get me slurry.
Sure. But, okay, so now we've had this breakthrough. Maybe, if you come in for a favour for a friend, me, David Seven, a little earlier, and we work on the planet, and
yes.
Yes?
That's reasonable.
Right.
That's totally reasonable.
Okay.
You just, you know, for a friend in need, for a friend that if this doesn't go well, will be literally killed.
Yes, that's me.
You know, and who wouldn't do that for a friend, David?
Yes, who wouldn't do that?
Who amongst us wouldn't turn up just even 10 minutes earlier for a
friend?
Yes,
even 10 minutes.
Like, how's that? What have they got on?
Nothing, probably.
Probably. They'll probably just be sleeping or crying, or probably sleeping and not crying.
Yes, sleeping. Right, fine. So they can just put their alarm on
yes.
a little earlier
yes.
and come in a little earlier.
That's reasonable.
And stop their friend from being killed.
Anybody would do that.
Good. So I'll see you tomorrow.
At a certain time, yes.
Okay.
I will turn up. A little earlier. But David, I'm a creative. And so I can't guarantee... I'm flighty, David. I'm flighty, like a bird. Like a bird. Flap, flap. Flap, flap. Give me seed.
I will take 7.5 hours late over 7 hours and 40 minutes late.
Okay. I'll do that. I'm making that commitment to you tomorrow. I am turning up a little bit earlier. And if I don't, David...
Yes?
And if I don't...
Yes?
You know that's because I'm a liar.
Okay.
A word is a consultant's bond. And if I break that word, then I'm a liar.
Right. Okay, shift's over.
Yes.
See you tomorrow, friend.
See you tomorrow, friend. Buddy.
Pal.
Cut. Cardinal Fang.
Okay, no, we're not doing this anymore.
Cardinal Fang! Knower of time, arriver of clocks, alarm lowerer.
Okay, he's gone. Well, he's definitely not turning up tomorrow. Maybe at all. Anyway, I should go get that brief. Right, here we go. Right. Okay. Now to get some actual work done.
Imogen online. How can I help you?
David Seven?
Access design brief records.
Accessing design brief records.
There should be somewhere. Ah, here. Okay. Date and time logs.
Accessing date time logs.
Find user Trexel Geistman.
Searching.
Okay.
Search complete.
Edit design submission time codes.
Access denied.
Use universal permissions.
Access granted. Permission to edit.
Don't believe it. It actually worked. Now I have the brief, and I can make good without Trexel ruining it or shouting at me, and then I can just edit the time codes and no one will know we missed the deadline. And I won't die.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lowry Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Trexel Geistman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com.
Cardinal Fang!
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.